I'm going to chat with you about getting friendly with music.
You're listening to Free Range Radio on UMFM.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin.
All right, it's Thursday night, Steel Belted Free Range Radio time, and I'm Jeff, I'm back.
T-Bar is here as well.
Hey, T-Bar, good to have you. KK's taking the week off.
I can't believe that.
I know. What's the deal with that?
She doesn't get a week off. I hope she's listening.
Well, I should hope so. It's the least she could do.
The least. She's got to babysit us. who's going to keep us under control now?
I know. We got a lot of, I got a bunch of new music to play for you. I don't know if you do.
Sure. I do. Actually, I do. Yeah. And should I tell the folks? No, I won't.
Oh, well, that's we'll a talk surprise. About it. And we got some shows coming up to tell you about, especially the Swing Sun Eek CD release party, which is next Saturday at the West End. We got absolutely. Greg Leskew here in the studio. Real honor and a pleasure to have
pleasure.
Him.
We'll, absolutely.
Here's something off the new Swing Sun Eek CD, Love Wild. This is one. I'm a teacher, so I can relate to this one. The kids are crazy. Steel Belted Free Range Radio.
But you never come home. Get so lonely watching the phone. Kids are crazy, driving me insane. Everything's starting to look the same. You know, babe, I'm hung in your love. I feel I'm you just like a glove. Not getting younger, starting to look so plain. Sun is shining, but I swear rain. And now the kids are crazy.
Kids are crazy.
You know the kids are crazy.
Kids are crazy.
Well, the kids are crazy. They're driving me insane. Hey there, mister. Step into my shoes. I run an all-night restaurant, holidays too. I remember when we first met, you promised me, I promised you back. Now the stars shone bright, stroll down Lover's Lane. And now the sun is shining, but I swear I feel rain. And now the kids are crazy.
Kids are crazy.
You know the kids are crazy.
Kids are crazy.
Well, the kids are crazy. They're driving me insane. Gone insane. And the kids are crazy.
Kids are crazy.
You know the kids are crazy. One last time, man. The kids are crazy.
Kids are crazy.
Oh, the kids are crazy.
The kids are crazy.
You know, the kids are crazy. They're driving me insane. Going insane now. The kids are crazy. They're driving me insane.
The kids are crazy. You say you love me from Love Wild, the brand new record from Swing Sun Eek. We're joined by Greg Leskew, who's probably needs no introduction. You've been a fixture in the Winnipeg music scene for so long, but for folks that don't know of some of your past successes,
when will he die and go away?
I wouldn't know.
Maybe right now. Maybe on your show. This would be good. Past successes. First thing comes to mind, Mujaja.
Yeah, fantastic band.
The band that got going when I left the Guess Who, which was right. Another very successful.
Yeah, well,
band.
those kids did okay.
Yeah.
It's quite a story, Guess Who story, actually. And, you know, everyone's the same when a band really makes it out of your town. You know, now they're on the way. Now they're not so good or whatever. Yeah. And you get the criticism and all that. But
JoJo went for about 20 years, didn't they? On and off. And
they were one of the most successful live bands.
Absolutely.
Since the 50s. And they had actually their first hit in the early 60s, Shaken All Over. Wow. And that was one of my favorite bands. That's with Gary Peterson and Cale, who were in the band forever.
Yeah.
And when I joined, and it was Chad Allen on lead vocals and rhythm guitar, and Randy Bachman, and an extraordinary piano player named Bob Ashley from Winnipeg.
Right.
And that was just a great band. I mean, matching suits. Matching iridescent brown suits, immaculate hair, great three-part backup vocals, superb playing. Like Randy, Randy is one of the best.
Absolutely,
And back there, he always was. You know, I don't know if you ever heard a song called "Made in England."
Yeah,
instrumental.
Yeah,
just if we didn't have to play. Swing Sonic, we could spin that.
Absolutely.
That was a neat band, and I guess I got kind of off the track. But Mujaja, right after the Guess Who, that's a very special band to me, and
to many Winnipeggers.
We have to revive it. It has to be, I think, a community effort, because the four of us can't seem to do it.
For a while, you were doing it sort of annually in the summertime. Yeah. You get together and do
try,
a show, right?
If somebody booked us, but we can't get arrested. You know,
really?
And it's probably it's that old thing, the phone doesn't ring, but. I just emailed all the guys in the band, and I said, we got to get a plan so we play every year.
Yeah.
At least a couple of weeks. Like, we've got fans in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And Winnipeg.
Of course, yeah.
And ones here and there, but mainly Winnipeg and Vancouver, where a lot of Winnipeggers went, so we got to get playing. It's too good a band, it made really neat music, special music, very talented group,
absolutely,
like the singing.
Yeah,
I mean, it just amazing. So
a couple of I remember a couple of great Mujaja shows in probably a little while ago now, but the Winnipeg Folk Festival, the year you played the Winnipeg Folk Festival, and people just went nuts for you.
They thought we were somebody else.
That was an amazing show.
It was like our
people didn't want you to stop.
Yeah,
like he went overtime because people are just loving it so much.
Yeah, it's sort of a phenomenon in a way. The chemistry of the band and the creative force that the band was together.
Yeah.
It was something special. And whenever we worked together and recorded or worked on arrangements, we were just always feeling there was so much more. Like, we were never tapped out for ideas and stuff. It's just a great combination. And the rhythm section was, like, killer.
Yeah.
Like the bass player signed me up to play guitar in his band back in 1966. So I returned the favor, with the Mujaja. But, that was the Shags.
Yeah.
Past successes, the Shags has to be one.
Didn't one of the Ramones have something to do with... Did he produce?
Phil Ramone.
Produced?
The Ramone.
Yeah. So even that is...
Yeah, it was. We lucked out. When I got back, got the guys together, instead of blowing rock and roll money on some drugs, we bought ourselves some rehearsal time and went to work. And I had a few songs I was just starting to write, so everybody worked really hard on all the ones I had, which is the ones that ended up in the album, And it was a neat... experience, because it's probably something all musicians dream of, is to be able to, our job was to go to work every day after playing soccer, and about 4 in the afternoon we'd start working on tunes and working on that, and we made a demo and sent our friend Jim Milliken, who was managing us, sent it off to Warner Brothers, and they liked it and signed us, and it was like boom, bing. They sent us $25,000 US, just you know, just to get our attention, right?
Wow.
And to sign us, and put together like a $40,000 album budget back then.
Yeah.
And the big ones were running like 75, 80.
Yeah.
So ours was a real good first album. And, you know, we picked our own producer and they flew them up here. We had a Val Valentin came up to see us. You know him?
Wow.
Well, he was the executive producer in all the Verve Folkways.
Right.
And he was in Mexico and he wanted to take us to Mexico to, you know, it would have been nice to do that too. Yeah. But we had to choose, and Phil we got off Stan Getz record, and the Bossa Nova records that he recorded.
Yeah.
So we were looking for a guy that was a great engineer, had some jazz roots, and geez, I'm sure blabbing, aren't I?
Yeah.
But just to finish the story, we sent him off a tape, and in that process, Paul Simon's new record came out. There Goes Ryman Simon, and he was co-producing. So we thought we'd never get him, and we did. You know, money, man,
that's
works.
Great.
You know, Warner Brothers money, and Phil had a studio, and that we did it in New York, and had a string section and horn sections, and it was
it's still a classic record.
Yeah, it's
and
a great
Queen
album.
Jealousy is a Winnipeg classic that I'm sure will it ranks among the best songs to ever come out of this town. So
there's amazing horn work on it.
Absolutely.
Like the overdub horn work and everything, and I think it you know, identifies the band in a lot of ways, in that it's a combination of you know, all the elements and our love for the blues, mm-hmm. and great feel and spontaneity. You know, as that tune goes out, it's kind of working up to a, you know, the old, I don't know, it just work. You know how some bands, great blues bands, they start slow and then they get things going, and at the end it's sort of culminates in this, all these neat things happening. So that's what we were into, that, and we were into country and, you know, and that's probably what did us in, you know, the fact that we were eclectic.
Right.
You know, so, but neat band. And yeah, for sure, we're going to get a yearly plan together and start working on it now.
Some really
and every
great
year.
Shows.
Yeah, and just put a show on, you know, and in a year we should be able to sell 300 tickets, you know, so we'll do that.
So. Yeah, for sure. When did Swing Sunny come about, though?
After the Great Flood. Of when was it, 97? Yeah, I had a studio out in St. Norbert, and they shut the whole area down.
Yeah.
And as a coincidence, I was closing my studio after 12 years and basically had nothing to do and, you know, nothing to lose. So I went back to focus on one of my loves, which was Django Reinhardt style hot club music.
Right.
Not to copy it or anything, but to go back and try and make some music with that kind of energy,
right.
and instrumentation, and also go back to the music I grew up with. My father taught me to play. So, you know, popular standard dance music of the 30s
and
40s, you know, and... that album, as it turns out, is kind of like a dance album. You know, I concentrated on a dance feel for a lot of stuff and a beat. And it's like, it's put together, and same with the new album, it's put together like pop music, you know, verses and choruses and solos and some liberties and some stretching out and try and make sure the tunes don't go beyond the length they should be.
Right.
You know, so... which is something I never practiced in the past. And so I worked on all that. And, and that's how it came about, you know.
For sure. And then, I mean, for years you guys, you've had a few different lineups of the band, though. You've
In Swing Sunny?
Yeah.
How about 10 bass players? How about 10 different
Normally
bass
it's drummers
players?
That explode. You go through bass players.
The next on the food chain, right? It's the rhythm section. Well, they're very hard to get, first of all. And but you know, it's so it's a busy kind of thing. Like, it could have been the lead instrument that was difficult too, but we were lucky enough to have a Richard Moody in town here. Well, and he's and he was into all that kind of music.
Yeah.
You know, so and he was most happy to join in. So he was, you know, he probably should have been on the first record, you know. But as it turns out, you know, yeah, I counted the bass players, 10. you know, Montreal, we played with one. We played with Dave Young in Toronto, plus Mike Downs in Toronto.
Yeah.
We played with Danny Kulak here, Gilles Fournier, Nanette Jeller. One escapes me. He's with the Dust Rhinos, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you know his name.
I forget his name.
I've forgotten his name, but that's what he gets for not calling me in the last 3 years. And that's up to Manitoba, and then Vancouver. There's I don't know how many it is. It seemed like 10.
So who are we calling the band now? It's you, you and Richard. And
yeah, this band has pretty much been the fixed lineup since 2000.
Okay.
You know, Nanette Jeller. Or okay. Keza on double bass.
Yeah.
He's a Yugoslavian living in Winnipeg. Tremendous player. Great ideas. And he keeps me and Richard honest. if we don't play good, he smacks us with his bass bow. And Richard Moody on viola.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, I mean, if he can't make it, you know, there's other guys I play with and right. stuff. But that's really the band, and that's the band that's on the record.
Right. It seems like this is you do a lot of stuff in the summertime. Do you kind of take the winters off, or do I just not pay attention in the winter? Like you play a lot of festivals sometimes in the summer.
Not by my choosing, you know, really. You know, because it's really good to stay busy, but it's just the nature, I think, yeah. of the work and everything,
right.
And things get busy and people start coming out and like that, but work is always an issue with yeah. all the musicians. It's hard to believe they all survive, really.
Yeah.
You know, because the right work and all that. So you know, I'm actually, you know, branching out and starting to do a few different things to, right. you know, work with Brent Parkin.
Right.
And I work with Leonard Shaw, a great keyboard player, sax player.
Yeah.
As a duo and sometimes as a trio. So, and I want to get my rock band going again.
Yeah.
This band I had back in the late 80s, early 90s. And it's just a great band. So hopefully that'll get going. So there goes my voice.
Yeah.
You know, haven't blown my voice since Swing Sonique started. So.
So this record, Love Wild, how long has it been sort of in the coming? You're a great performer and a great songwriter. Not the most prolific guy in the world, it seems. It takes a while to get a record out.
I'd rather not. You know, it's a tough process
yeah,
for me.
Yeah.
And you know, it's all on the line. And you know, how's it going to turn out? And I wanted there to be lead guitar playing, so I had to take some time off from recording to practice guitar because I ended up playing the lead guitar mm-hmm. on this record. So it actually all fell into place. It was way too long between the first record.
Yeah.
But overall, it worked out just fine. Cool FM had a great contest.
I was going to say.
And we won $15,000, and that's how the record got going, you know?
That station has got to be tailor made for a guy like you. I mean, this music fits perfectly with what sort of what they do, and it's got to be helpful to you to suddenly. There probably isn't much of a market on the radio otherwise for this kind of music, is there?
Ross Porter, an unbelievable supporter and an amazing guy at sort of getting things happening.
Yeah.
You know, like different things. I mean, he was part of After Hours on CBC, which is like one of the most popular national shows, and he was a big supporter of Swing Sonic.
Yeah.
Which helped spread the word across the country. Like, we'd get fan mail from Newfoundland to the islands.
Yeah.
Way out beyond Victoria, you know, up there. I mean, people were listening and ordering the CD, and then he moved over to start Cool FM, and it was all great roots music and great jazz music, and we got a voice on there. It seemed to fit right in, and yeah. It still does. So,
yeah.
You know, pretty lucky.
Something I wanted to ask you about. I was digging through my collection. I knew I had this somewhere. It's an old solo record, I guess, of yours. This Leskue record, and I just pulled it out to listen to what it sounded like, and there are a bunch of songs from this record on the new Swing Sonique.
Whoops.
But
no, but that
so
record there.
Different on here.
Yeah, that record there, which is another neat thing about Swing Sonique, because it's a whole different approach, and yeah. I get to, like, I've always been into production and arranging and working on different, and I love different music, so. You know, you doing things in a hard rock style or doing things in a acoustic swing style, so to speak. All that stuff is really interesting to me and occupies my time. So, but that album was actually, I was producing myself in the early 70s. It was going to be Mujahja's second album.
Right.
Things kind of, you know, trickled off into time for a break,
yeah.
And so I put that out myself, and it didn't do anything, you know. But,
it's called Be My
but
Champion.
There's a but yeah, She's the One You Love's on there, which, yeah. In a whole different style,
yeah.
And Be My Champion
Love
ended
Wild,
up on the yeah Love Wild's on there, and it's all it was you know rock star stuff on there, you know, it's trying to be a popular rock band.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But how did the songs, I mean, obviously when you wrote these songs, when you put this out in the 70s, you didn't envision them as the way you're doing them now with Swing Sonique, I'm thinking. So how did you think to go, you know what, that song would work well with this band or in this style?
What's the mother of invention? need? Need is, you know, so, yeah, it was. I wrote new stuff.
Yeah,
I wrote that, and I also liked going back, like I said, and finding tunes that I could adapt to the new style.
Right.
You know, so I that's what I would do, and you know, talk about going back on this album. There's a tune which is the first one I ever wrote, and I probably would have never thought of even working on it. Had it not been from a call from Jazzman Records in England, who wanted to license the song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they heard it on the Winnipeg album.
Okay.
And it was performed by a band I was in at the time, Gettysburg Address.
Yeah.
So they called a couple of years ago and said, love the song, love the performance. We want to license it. Putting out a compilation disc, and they wanted the 70s stuff, or uh-huh. the 60s sound.
Right.
You know, that sound, you know, kind of very garage-esque, you know. And
right.
So he licensed it, and then I started thinking about the tune and all that, and found a whole new way of doing it. And I really like it, actually. It turned out, as a tune, it's like, you know, what is it? It's more like a vehicle for things to happen around
right,
it,
right.
Musical things that I kind of found interesting. So, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, as a songwriter, I am not prolific in terms of what, you know, relatively speaking. I continue to write, and I do write, and there's no force in it. I mean, I tried to write 20 songs once, and it just can't be done for me. You know, I gotta. They
wait,
come out three, four a year, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether I've ever written 8 songs in 1 year. I don't think so.
Wow.
You know, so on every album, there's some stuff that I've had from the past, and
yeah.
And I'll continue to do that and write a few new ones. Like there's Blue Mandarins on here. That's a new one. And
yeah.
And Love for Heaven's Sake. That's a new one. Hope to Go to Heaven. That's a new one. And the second last tune,
Lonely Road.
Yeah, that's a new one. And actually, The Ballad is a new one too. So. So new, I mean, over the last 3 years, I wrote these. So
yeah,
yeah.
It's a fun record though. Like when I listen to this record, I think of it kind of feels like you guys are just sitting around having fun playing it. There's a real kind of edge and a fire in it that I don't think you could get if it were rehearsed a million times and pieced together meticulously. It really feels kind of alive, this record.
I'm really happy about that because that's always been my goal. Like with Mujaja, I mean, you should have heard that band back in the early 70s. I mean, we used to do our stuff perfectly.
Yeah.
Tempos, the dynamics, the vocals, you know. So that's always my joy out of what I'm doing through it all, is to have a band that cooks.
Yeah.
And is exciting, and there's a groove there, and it's just a combination of people and a lot of hard work put in by the players to contribute to the songs in a very personal way, because I don't orchestrate my stuff, you know.
Right.
I don't think the Beatles did either, you know. It was a band setting ideas, you know, like Mujaja, everyone contributing. And that's the way most musicians like it anyway, you know.
Yeah.
They don't want to, I mean, I guess if it's a money session, they'll come in and play the notes, but when they're in a little band like this, they love to you know, contribute.
Yeah.
And it makes for a unique entity.
Yeah.
You know, and That's what I like. I like the grooving and all that, but it's actually amazing how, like, I feel that it's a success. I mean, you heard it too. It sounds like a band playing.
Yeah.
And it comes from, like, rough rehearsals and doing the tunes live with the
yeah,
band.
Yeah.
But the way it was recorded was like a pop record, you know.